Blue Suede Connection is brought to you by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop,
located inside the famous Marlowe's restaurant,
just down the street from Graceland.
Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it! Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe.
Shazam!
Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby!
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
Blue Suede Connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Such a long, lonely time.
I can't stop loving you.
Well, it's useless, useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Now those happy hours.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome to Blue Suede Connection.
Maui, Maui.
Maui, Maui. Aloha to you, bonita señorita. I'm speaking Spanish at the same time.
I don't know if that's a word or not, actually.
It works.
Maui, Maui. But I know it's an island.
It's a TL-ism. It works.
Okay.
You know, we create our own language here at the party.
There you go.
That's what it's all about. Having fun, doing all the stuff we love to do every week in here, and it's all about playing the music of the greatest entertainer in the world. Yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
Well, it all happened a few years ago on January 14th, 1973, at the Neil S. Baisdell Center in Hawaii. This special aired in 40 countries across Asia and Europe. It was NBC's highest-rated program of the year.
What special is that, baby?
It's the Aloha from Hawaii via satellite program. It's estimated, TL,
yay,
that it was seen by over 1.5 billion people.
All right.
It was also the most expensive entertainment special of the time, costing NBC 2.5 million smackaroonies.
Cha-ching!
The soundtrack album was a huge hit. It was a number one on the charts, and it was his last number one album.
Yeah.
We're
really
talking Aloha from Hawaii today, folks. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting show. You're going to hear a lot from Elvis. You're going to hear a lot from the producer. And this guy was a great producer. He knew what he was doing. He connected with Elvis, and you'll hear him talk about that today. His name is Marty Panetta. And also, you're going to hear about Elvis's relationship with the islands because he fell in love with Hawaii. You're going to share some of that today.
That's right. He sure did. He visited there often from 57 all the way up to his last year of life.
Right. So the year's 1973, and I want to remind everybody, every little spot you hear, ad spot you hear today on the show in our breaks, they are the actual commercials that played during the airing of this special back in 1973.
Right.
So I thought I'd throw that in there.
I'm excited to hear that, actually.
All right. Now, so we are going to kick it off the way it really kicked off, too, by the way.
So let me ask you one thing just before we get going. Did you see this as a little child?
That was one of my questions I had for you. Yes, I lied on the floor on my little chubby belly and watched it late at night. Yes.
Belly. You did have a chubby belly.
I was always a chubby kid.
You're cute. Well, though. I saw it too. I was six, though, so I was probably younger than you. But yes, I remember. We'll talk about that later.
All right. You ready to do it just the way it kicked off and the way he always kicked off his concerts in
Absolutely.
The 70s? Here's 2001 and C.C. Rider.
Lord of mine, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, I'd just like to say before anything else that it's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going to do my best and all the people that work with me to do a good show. It's pure, you know, entertainment. No messages and no this and that. Just try to make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across. If we do that, well, then I think I've done a job.
Johnny B.
You know what's funny? Most radio shows, if there are two hosts hosting the show, they communicate a lot, you know, during the whatever's going on.
Oh,
but
really?
Because it's an Elvis show, and you and I are so into Elvis, the headphones stay on.
Yeah, we listen to the music.
If I need to talk to TL, I'll, like, move one ear back and scream real loud and say, "We're going on in a second!
The microphones are on!"
And usually she'll say, "Huh? What?" Because we got Elvis just cranked up in our headphones.
I know. I'm over here. Go, Johnny, go.
Yeah, I'm watching you. And it's like watching a dance from my visual over here. You're bouncing up and down. The lips are moving along with the song. You're typing on the computer. You're writing down messages. but it's all in a rhythm.
Right.
And it was to the rhythm of Johnny Be Good just a few seconds ago. It's funny.
It changes.
Like watching it.
Mm-hmm. Keep watching. It'll change again.
You know, you asked me earlier about did I watch the special.
Right.
And this was in 1973. I was a little Dan. I had a lot more hair back then and everything.
You were so cute.
But at that time period in my life, I remember the most important things to me were chocolate milk and superheroes.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. You know, Batman and Superman, they wore the capes and they were these amazing superheroes. And when I watched this special, Elvis comes out. He's got that red, white, and blue suit on. He's got this cape.
Yeah,
and it was
right.
Almost like I was watching a superhero
sure. Up
on stage singing and making girls scream. And I was like, this guy is really cool.
Right.
And he had the cool little hair with a little piece coming down there when his hair got messed up, just like Superman.
Well, when he walked out, now this is from a girl's perspective, of
right. Course,
I noticed this. His hair was like perfect.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Every little hair was in. And then you're like two songs into it, and it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, somebody needs to comb his hair.
The dude had the hair, though. So you know me, I have hair envy.
Yeah.
And he was very proud of his hair.
Yeah, he was. He liked his hair.
All right, so I shared my quick story. Where were you when you watched it the first
time?
So
I was only six. Now, you would have been eight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you, 2 years is a big deal when you're that
right,
age.
Right.
So I wasn't quite into what was going on. I didn't understand it. But my mom had a girlfriend over, and it was on. I remember it was on the TV screen. I remember him in the white and remember thinking, wow, what is this? You know? But she had the volume down because she was visiting with a girlfriend. And on the stereo, mom was playing Carole King.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she was playing Carole King. And so I remember Carole King in relation to watching the Aloha.
Okay.
Now, what would happen every now and then, and I noticed that it would be whenever Elvis would kind of get to moving, like I imagine Fever or whatever, you know, he was singing, the conversation would stop and they'd both turn and the volume would go up on the TV.
Uh-oh.
Because being women,
right.
They wanted to know, what's he doing?
Yeah.
And they would turn the volume up for a little bit and I'd be watching, going, well, whatever's going on, they're very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the volume would go down. And Carole King would go up and the conversation would go on. And this was, I watched this all night long go on.
Right.
And so I was very curious. Whatever he was doing was important enough to interrupt my mama. And I wanted to know what was that.
We'll be right back with Elvis, Aloha from Hawaii, after station identification.
I'd like you to meet the fussiest people I know, our chefs.
We're the chefs at Chicken of the Sea. Fussier cooks there will never, ever be.
Only prime filet tuna
goes into the can, cause a Chicken of the Sea, we fillet by hand.
So ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna?
Chicken of the Sea.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Blue Suede Connection is sponsored by
EP Boulevard Pawn Shop,
the largest Elvis dealer in Memphis.
Glad you survived another commercial break. Now let's get back to the music on Blue Suede Connection.
Well, until I saw him and what he did, I didn't believe the hype that he was king of rock and roll. This guy that was trying to make a comeback wasn't too impressive to me. And after that concert, my God, he was indeed the king of rock and roll.
Thank you.
Don't tell me, baby, about Uncle John. It's like you got the minute, but you have to run about over. She's a Bill Sweet, she got a hell of a thing, yet I'm the young hero, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I saw Uncle John, a ball at a Sally. He saw him barely coming and he dug on your belly.
But I would like to think that I have improved as an entertainer, and I like to get the rapport with an audience because it's a give and take thing. If you can do that, it works. If the artist or whoever is performing can get that kind of rapport going with the audience, then it pays off. It's good, you know.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me cool. All you ever love me. Break my faithful heart, head on apart, ever love me. If you ever go, darling, I'll be old, oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, right over you, dear.
Ever go?
darling, I'll be home. Oh, so lonely. Ooh, do, do, do. Begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Whoa.
All righty.
Thank you.
You know, before this show, once again, I had a lot of stuff I was going to put on the show today, but it's just too lengthy. Like a lot of the people talking about it. And the producer, once again, is Marty Pesetta. And when NBC came to him, as you heard him say at the beginning, he was ecstatic. He was going to produce an Elvis Presley via satellite show beamed all over the world. He was very excited. He had lots of great ideas in his head and like visions of what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his bosses said, you got to go sell the Colonel.
I was going to
sell
say,
Elvis.
And here comes Parker.
So once again, Colonel
Debbie
Parker.
Downer.
Yeah. Once again, Colonel Parker did not want to work with this man at all. He told Parker, I want to have a stage where Elvis can walk out and get close to the crowd if he wants to.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want him to be around a bunch of mugs and stuff. I want him to touch the girls.
Yeah,
and
he wanted no security
yeah,
in the
no security up front,
screen,
scaring people
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
He said, I want to have Elvis's image flashing all over the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the concert, you remember the concert, you see Elvis with a guitar and image like up
yeah,
there flashing.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He said, I want mirrors on the back wall so it looks like he's in an intimate setting just surrounded by people.
Right.
He said, I want Elvis's name flashing in different languages all over the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And Parker, no, all the way, no on everything,
he
everything.
He didn't want any of it. I know, it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
And then when he had this meeting with Parker, and he said, well, I want to talk to Elvis now. And Parker's like, no, you're not going to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I came all the way here. I need to talk to Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
So Parker reluctantly said, okay, I guess he's up in the suite or whatever. So he went up there, and when Elvis sat down, he said Elvis walked out like in really cool clothes. He said he had big sunglasses on. He said, but he had two mugs. I guess probably Sonny and Red were sitting
there.
It's
probably Sonny and Red.
He
yeah.
said, and they had guns. They had guns lying on the table. He goes, you talk about intimidation.
Yeah.
He said, but once he started talking to Elvis, he was honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I saw your show and you're phenomenal. He said, but I need to excite the crowd. I need to do something to get people, you know, more. Because Elvis wasn't 20 anymore. He wasn't
right.
wiggling his hips and acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he did put on an amazing show. And that's when he talked to him about the flashing lights and all that stuff. And he said, also, Elvis, you need to lose weight. And
mm-hmm.
he said, you need to get a tan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Elvis jumped up. He goes, oh, my God, the guns are out. And he's jumping up. Elvis ran over and practically hugged him and said, man, he goes, you're honest. He goes, and I like that. He
yeah.
goes, and I am sold. So Elvis was all for everything this man had planned to do. Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we got a whole lot more of that, too, baby. We're going to kick things off again with just a great song, a great country song Elvis did in that special, Welcome to My World. That's all happening right here, right now on Blue Suede Connection.
And I told Elvis about the Colonel saying no, and he said, don't worry about it. He does the business side, I am the creative side. And I found out that they really didn't have much communications between the two of them. It went through Joe Esposito. Elvis would talk to Joe would tell the Colonel, and vice versa. That's how it happened. But anything creative, it was between Elvis and myself. And he loved it. He loved everything. He would work on the music and what he wanted to do musically. And then everything else was me. And we went live to the world. And it was seen in Japan. They even hired us to show the audience coming in for an hour. And that had a 90 share in Tokyo and in Japan. The show, when it was seen, finally, the first time it was seen around the world, it was seen by every third person on earth.
Thank you. You're beautiful. Thank you.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to our world, built with you in mind.
Stuff right there.
Oh, man.
You know, this all took place in the year 1973, and we talked about watching that particular special. Now, if you weren't watching that, which you should have been, you may have been watching The Odd Couple or The Partridge Family, Columbo, possibly MASH, The Price is Right, The Walnuts, The Waltons.
Somehow I doubt that. Yeah. I think their viewing audience was down that night.
Yeah, it was. It was the most viewed program that year. So anything else that was on, you know, sorry. McMillan and Wife, also the Bob Newhart Show. They were all the big shows at the time. The U.S. troops were withdrawn from Vietnam in 1973. Here's a cool one. The World Trade Center in New York City became the tallest building in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Watergate hearings began. And, of course, Elvis Presley's Aloha concert is seen around the world via satellite by well over a billion viewers.
Unbelievable.
Big numbers back in the day.
He had to have been so impressed.
I'm sure he was.
For the times, especially.
Well, he was a nervous wreck, and you can see in the pre-concert interviews, he's like, you're going to hear that, you'll hear him say that in a little bit, because it's hard to fathom.
Yeah.
You know, just being seen by so many people. He was very nervous, but it was a good nervous, because he went out there and he just did it right, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did.
All right, you ready to get back into some more?
Absolutely.
All right.
I must say this about the, when we first approached the various countries around the world, Elvis is a surely the only performer that could do this today. He was well known in every country that we have taught, in fact, in every country in the world, and the acceptance was just fantastic. It wasn't a case of any selling, because, you know, he's been in demand for live performances around the world, but you just can't do this, so this is the way of approaching it. But the acceptance exceeded all of our expectations, Elvis.
Thank you very much. That's very nice.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in her. Somewhere in a smile she knows all I gotta do is think about her. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in her. gonna do is think about her. Something in the way she moves me. I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe her now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further. Okay. First of all, Mr. D.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet. The Sweet Inspirations. Little girl with a beautiful high voice is Kathy Westmoreland. On the lead guitar is James Burden. On rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson. On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. On the Fender bass, Jerry Schiff. The piano is Glenn Harden. The guy that gives me my scarves and sings harmony with me and General Flunky, his name is Charlie Hodge. Our conductor, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Joe Gershow. Joe Gershow Orchestra. Fantastic. I'd like to thank our producer and director, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marty Pistetta, for putting this show together. He's really done a fantastic job, him and his staff. And there's been a lot of people working on the show. As you know, we're going out live. And we were doing it for the Cooey Lee Cancer Drive. We were supposed to raise $25,000, and we raised $75,000 tonight. So thank you. Thank you. Well, it's the one for the money, the one for the joke. You get it ready now, don't get it, don't you? Double my blue face, you. You can do anything but lay all the love blues face. You knock me down, telling my face, slandering my name all over the place. The only thing that you want to do, come here, uh-huh. Oh, my shoes and bouncy, double my blue face. You can do anything, but they all belong to you. Yeah, blue, blue, blue face, you. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes. Come on, you gotta do it with me the next time.
Get it.
Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes. Everybody at home. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes. Blue, blue in the blue suede shoes.
You're doing the
thing,
but they all
for
my blue suede.
There you go, baby. Kathy Westmoreland has nothing on you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thank you very much.
Don't tell her that.
You know, I wanted to let people know, too, at home, that if you have the soundtrack to this album and you're thinking, I didn't hear Blue Suede Shoes on my soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's because Elvis actually did two shows.
Mm-hmm.
One was not filmed. Well, actually, it was filmed, but it was kind of the rehearsal, the run-through.
Yeah, which we didn't even see till
years later. Yeah.
Passed away.
It came out as the alternate Aloha.
Right.
Aloha. Is it Aloha or Ola?
It's Aloha.
Olaha, whatever it is.
Aloha.
All right. Yeah, incidentally, the word Aloha or Aloha is actually a catch-all word for good intentions and feelings. It's a greeting and a goodbye in Hawaii. It also means love, affection, and kindness. So,
aww.
Aloha, baby.
Aloha, baby.
I love you.
We'll be right back with Elvis, Aloha from Hawaii, after station identification.
Man, this camp is dull.
Yeah, we have to go to dances.
With girls.
And the food. They never give you good desserts like at home.
Yeah, wish I had some of my mom's pudding. Hey, pudding!
Wow! Kids love pudding. And with Jell-O Brand Instant, your kids can have rich, creamy pudding in just 10 minutes.
You know, camp is really getting better.
Yeah, but there's another dance on Saturday.
If you have kids, you better have pudding. Jell-O pudding.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Well, golly, now back to more fun and music on the Blue Suede Connection.
It's over.
Time went on a moving thing, and I could make it stay. This hour of love we share will always be. There'd be no coming day to shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over. When you walk away from me, there is no place to put my hand, except to shade my eyes against the sun that rises over land. I watch you walk away somehow, I have to let you go, cause it's over. If you knew just how I really feel, you might return and yet. There are so many times that people have to love and then forget. For the might I've run away somehow, I have to force myself to say it's over. So I turn my back, turn my collar to the wind, move along in silence, trying not to think at all. I set my feet before me, walk the silent street before me. Now it's over. Time went on a moving thing, I could make it stay. This hour of love we share would always be. Be no coming day, shine a morning light, make us realize our night is over.
It really was a unique opportunity for me to get in the truck and be a part of this broadcast. It's something anybody that works in television would have enjoyed doing and seeing that. And just being a part of it, that was a memory I'll not forget.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You hear me, fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair.
her daddy tried to kill him. She said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds you tight. Fever! And Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Now here's a point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever.
Everybody snap with us.
When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn.
Oh, now you're clapping.
I can't snap.
We're ruining the song.
What a lovely way to burn.
Boom, boom.
What a lovely way to burn.
You didn't do your chunk.
What a lovely way to burn. Chunk, chunk, chunk.
There you go.
Chunk, chunk, you were too early.
Chunk, chunk.
Ha!
There you go. A little fever happening right
Woo!
There.
Great song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We hope you're having a good time today. It's all about the 1973 legendary Aloha from Hawaii via satellite show today. We've got so much good stuff coming up. We're going to talk Hawaii in a little bit with TL. She's going to tell us all about Elvis's relationship with the islands, and we're going to share some slang from Hawaii and a song he redid just for this concert. Pretty song right there. He originally did that in the movie, and then of course when they did this special, you have to have him do it again. You know, modernize it and update it. And
right, you notice in those clips he's missing his belt.
Yeah,
yeah, because they're throwing it off into the audience earlier, so it's kind of fun.
Well, once again, thank you, our Ohana Blue Suede Connection family. Ohana means family in Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
So welcome, Blue Suede Connection, Ohana.
Oh, okay.
For being part of the show today.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
They always, Hawaii has beautiful words, doesn't it? A lot of the words over there. And we're going to share
Polynesian language.
I'm going to share a lot more of them later, but, you know, we just played Blue Hawaii, and obviously that was his first real encounter with the islands, right?
Right. Well, actually, he'd been over the first time in 57.
Okay.
Yes, he did a concert over there in November. That was his mm-hmm. first time to actually be introduced to Hawaii. And he sailed over on the U.S. Matsonia okay. was the name of the boat. It took 5 days to sail wow. over there, which, yeah, so.
Yes, he had his sea legs on, huh?
Yeah, and I think you and I, we've seen some photos from that trip.
Yes.
Where he's walking around with his shirt kind of tied. You hate how he ties his
yes.
shirt
yes.
right around his belly button area. You think he looks like a girl.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that mm-hmm. trip. And the ironic part of that trip, too, was that while he was sailing to Hawaii for a concert there, Jailhouse Rock was opening in theaters across the United States.
Oh, that's cool.
So he was kind of getting off the map a little bit, which I'm sure was nice.
Yeah.
But he loved the islands.
Right.
He loved the people. He thought that, you know, that they were very hospitable to him mm-hmm. with his privacy. They wouldn't come up on him and mob cool. him, and they would leave him alone on the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most fans have seen all of the private videos that Priscilla took on their visit in the I think it was late 60s.
Right.
Right after Lisa was born, they took a trip. But he'd been to the islands several times between 57, his last vacation being March of 77.
Right.
Recorded three films there, Blue Hawaii, Girls, 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 Paradise Hawaiian Style, and then, of course, the Aloha
sure.
Concert in 73. So, yeah, he really loved that place.
He was very much a part of the islands, and he still is. They still love him there.
Oh, they do. In fact, he stayed at the what was called the Hawaiian Village Hotel. It is now the Hilton mm-hmm. Hawaiian Village Hotel, which is on the big island of Oahu. And that area, I mean, they still have a statue.
Oh, they do? I was going
yeah,
to say, I wonder if they still have
something
there.
They have a statue out where the original convention center was.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
It's now called something else.
Right.
It's a different building. But where the concert was aired from, they have a statue there for him. Not to mention, you know, his concert that he did in 61, I believe, was for mm-hmm. the USS
Arizona
Memorial. Arizona
yeah.
Memorial.
Okay.
And so there's a whole thing there. He really was in touch with that place.
And I know,
he'd given a lot to them.
And I think almost every trip back, he visited that Arizona.
Oh,
not,
he did.
Not everyone.
Pretty
but,
much every
you know,
time he
yeah.
would go see it because he was so touched by it. And, you know, there used to be a plaque
mm-hmm.
that was very big, and it was very visible in the memorial that would say that he had given this concert. If it wasn't for Elvis, there would be no memorial because the
right.
state did not want to pay for it.
They need to put it back.
Well, they took it out like about 15 some years ago, and there's a fan club, a pretty big Elvis fan club right there in Hawaii that has been fighting for it. And now they do have a smaller plaque now,
right.
I'm told. That is back in the shop. You have to go into like the touristy where you buy things.
That's
and
not
it's
right.
there. Yeah.
That's not right.
And I don't know why. What is wrong with saying, you know, what he did
right.
to raise funds for that?
It
I don't
should
know.
Be acknowledged. It
right.
should be. It should be. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the man.
How do you pace yourself so you are up when you need to be up?
I just I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. Practice if I'm working or not. So I just try to stay in shape all the time.
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another. I climbed them all one by one. Oh, but this time, Lord, you gave me. Tired of the heartaches, tired of the grief and the strife, so tired of working for nothing, just tired of being my wife.
She took my one ray of sunshine. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small baby boy.
Thank you.
I can't stop loving you. Well, I made up my mind to live in memory of such a long, lonely time. I can't stop loving you. Well, it's useless to say. So I just live my life, dreams of yesterday. Now those happy hours, yeah.
Baby, the fun has just begun. Blue Suede Connection is coming right back at you on the flip side.
We'll be right back with Elvis, Aloha from Hawaii, after station identification.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hey guys, this week we're opening up the Blue Suede Vault.
Like Marty McFly, we're going back to the future.
Back to 2018.
Now back to the music on your Blue Suede Connection.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
And when you smile, the world better. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
It's
stuff.
The Wonder of You. That was a number 9 top 40 hit for Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Playing all the top 40 hits today and sharing lots of quotes about Elvis from the folks in the entertainment industry and what they had to say about him. And it comes to that portion of the show we like to call our tribute section. And this young lady is a superstar in the world of country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her say lots of things about Elvis through the years. I know she said that he was her first love. I mean, when as a little girl watching him on TV and the movies and all, she fell in love with him and his stage performances and all. She said she learned from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So she is an avid Elvis fan. So this week's tribute to Elvis is from Faith Hill.
This is right here. It's for Elvis. Here we go. Trying to get to you ever since I
I've been traveling night and day and running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, Lord, my heart began to say, I've been traveling night and day and running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. I would travel night and day and still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, there's nothing that could hold me or to keep me away from you. When your loving letter told me that you really love me true, Lord above me knows I love you. When my way was dark as night, it shined as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
You know, it can be easy for a female to cover an Elvis song.
Oh, yeah, imagine.
There are a few that have tackled it, like Wynonna, we played in the past, and that once, but she did a good job. Mm-hmm. And I think it's her choice of songs and just knowing how to deliver a song.
Right, yep.
She did a great job. That was Faith Hill. Mm-hmm. I love our tribute section of the show. It's just fun to hear other artists, how they felt about him and their interpretations of much of his great music.
Right, yep, I agree.
Surprising Elvis facts. During his lifetime, baby, Elvis donated nearly 30 vehicles to family, friends, and complete strangers.
Aw.
When his mother Gladys passed, Elvis collapsed several times before, during, and after the funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the biggest event in his life ever right there.
Life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elvis had a pet chip named Scatter, who developed quite a taste for scotch and bourbon.
Yeah.
There you go.
And girls.
Yeah, and that's just a few more Elvis facts. We got more where that came from, and TL's got quotes from Elvis's peers. But right now, I'm ready for some more Elvis himself. What do you think?
Bring it on.
Here's the big one.
Which one? see what I like. I like what I see, and it gives me such a thrill. Sitting on the back porch, all by myself.
This is one of those shows where we say it all the time. If you got the headphones at home, just put them on and listen.
I know. We repeat ourselves a lot.
Yeah, we do. Well, it's because we get so enthusiastic about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're hosts of a show, but we're also fans, and I think that's pretty clear when people listen.
Yeah.
So we get just as excited as you guys do at home hearing these songs. Like, oh, I love this one. I love this one. We put the shows together. We act like we've never heard them before.
I know.
We come into the studio. We start the show. It's like,
Oh, is so great.
And when he sings those pretty sweet love songs, TL's over there just closing her eyes in the moment. It's just that means we're hardcore fans, and I'm proud of it.
Me too.
We need T-shirts. We're proud Elvis fans.
They probably have them.
They do. They do. Mm-hmm. And we also have Blue Suede Connection T-shirts, speaking of the devil.
You're going to go there.
People, if you want one, come over to our page and find out all about them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the rock and roll music is going to continue, but before we take a little break, I got to hear another quote. Tell me something somebody said good.
All right. Bob Dylan said, when I first heard Elvis's voice, I just knew I wasn't going to work for anybody and nobody was going to be my boss. Hearing him for the first time was like busting out of jail.
A Blue Suede Connection will be right back.
Now back to the music.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
That's a great number one for back in 1956, Don't Be Cruel. One of the first big ones.
Right.
The first real big ones. All right, we're sharing little facts about Elvis today. Surprising facts you may not know. Some of these you may, some you may not. That's the mystery of it all. What's he going to tell us next?
Lay it on us.
All right. At age 36, Elvis became the youngest recipient of a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that? Did I get you?
You got me there.
All right. Hey, score for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Elvis got his name from his dad, Vernon. Vernon's middle name was actually Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
Yeah.
That was too easy. Here's one that I shared before, but and this is one thing that irritates me. Not just because Elvis did, because everybody does this.
Okay, what?
Elvis always salted his food before tasting it.
Oh.
That drives me crazy.
And you've mentioned that before to me, just in random.
You don't even taste, just start dumping. It's already salty, some food.
I mean, maybe the cook, you know, would be offended.
That's true. Elvis used to, you got me tickled on that one. Elvis used to speak backwards with his friends in code.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
you heard that
I've heard
before?
That one before, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple more here. Elvis was distantly related to Abe Lincoln and Jimmy Carter.
I had heard that.
Yeah, and that's enough for now. We'll talk about more stuff later.
I say let's get going.
Well, let's do it.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's evil like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Christy here from Raymond, Maine. I enjoy the show with Dan and TL. They are fun and loving. The music is excellent, and I love the knowledge they have for Elvis. So tune in to Blue Suede Connection.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I got. So darling, please be careful, you know I care a lot. Darling, please don't break my heart, I beg of you. I don't want no tears to fall, you know I hate to cry. But that's what I'm bound to happen if you ever say goodbye. But darling, please don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You got me at your mercy. I'm in love with you.
So please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. Little girl, you're missing. Now that I'm in love with you, so please don't take advantage, 'cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you. Oh, darling, please, please love me too, I beg. Oh, darling, please, please love me too, I beg.
I could ride around the world in an old ox cart and never let another girl breathe in my heart. Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you, baby? Is that loving you so? I could meet 100 girls and have loads of fun. My hugging and my kissing belong to just the one. Is that loving you?
J. Fontana song there, all those drummings and stuff in it. Good stuff. This is Separate Ways.
I see a change that's coming to our lives. It's not the same as it used to be. And it's not too late to realize our mistake. We're just not right for each other. Love has slipped away, left us only friends. We almost seem like strangers. All that's left between us are the memories we share of times we thought we cared for each other. There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love will find us. Someday when she's older, maybe she will understand why her mom and dad are not together. The tears that she will cry when I have to say goodbye will tear at my heart forever.
There's nothing left to do but go our separate ways and pick up all the pieces left behind us. And maybe someday, somewhere along the way, another love.
Suede, this is.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
There's some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. 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 In the cold Kentucky rain.
Number 16 on the charts from 1970. That's Elvis, Kentucky Rain. Another great song written by Mac Davis.
Yes, good song. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Mac did a lot of great songs for Elvis. Most sure of them in 1969. Suspicious Minds, Ghetto, Kentucky Rain.
Yeah.
That same time frame.
Lots of hits.
Yeah, and a lot more hits on the way. But before we take a little break, I want another quote. What you got for me?
All right, Rod Stewart. Elvis was the king. No doubt about it. People like myself, Mick Jagger, and all the others only followed in his footsteps.
Walks the stair without a care and makes the happiest sound. Bounce up and down just like a clown. Everyone knows it's Linky. The best present yet to give or get. The favorite all over town. The hit of the day when you're ready to play. Everyone knows it's Linky. It's Linky, it's Linky. For fun is the best of the toys. It's Linky, it's Linky. The favorite of girls and boys. Everyone wants a Slinky. You ought to get a Slinky.
Now back to the music.
Oh, baby, they let me be. Your love will take me back. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as you want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause you wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be.
That's a number one from 1957. Of course, that's from the film Loving You. And we talk about the movies a lot. Some people knock them and give them hard time here and there. Yeah. But they did give us a lot of great songs.
And they have stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm. He did a little film back in 1963 called Fun in Acapulco, and he did a song in that that created a little bit of fun for everybody at parties. They danced the bossa nova. What do you think? Want to do it?
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova. I said, come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. If you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova.
Hi, this is Patrick and Lori from Arizona. We love Dan and TL and the Elvis Show. Listen each week on the Blue Suede Connection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Make 14, 4 and 4 make 9.
The clock is striking 13. I think I'm on my mind. You know it's getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Tell me if you love me, yes or no. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Oh, how much I need you. How pity on this heart. Till the end of time. Saw the fortune teller, had my fortune read. She sent me to the doctor, who sent me straight to bed. He said, I'm lonesome and I'm lovesick. I got my mind on lipstick. Will you kiss away my cares and woe? I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Oh, how much I need you. How pity on this heart. Away my cares and woe. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh yeah.
One broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale.
Crying like a baby. Since she rejected me, there's nothing left to say.
Yeah. Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh yeah.
One broken lover's heart. One broken heart for sale.
Mm-hmm. Well, she would not listen to the things my heart was saying. She turned and walked away and told me I was playing. Some guys have all the luck, my heart hasn't any. I think I'll paint a sign, a sale for a penny.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh yeah.
One broken lover's heart.
Mm-hmm.
One broken heart for sale. Who wants to buy a heart?
My whole heart.
One broken lover's heart.
Oh yeah.
One broken heart for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh yeah.
One broken lover's heart.
Oh yeah.
One broken heart for sale.
Well, baby.
Boo.
I know, I know, I know. We covered the top 40 hits today. You know, we had so many more. We could have just 114 top 40 hits.
Right.
We could have did a show with just the top 20 hits.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, we picked out what we thought you'd like to hear today, and we certainly hope you enjoyed the ride today here at the party, the Blue Suede Connection party, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing words you'd like to share with our fine party attendee and friends out there?
Well, we obviously thank everyone for joining us every week. And, ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard was a top 40 hit from every year of Elvis's career, starting in 1956 right up to 1977. And I think that crowns him the king.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Her hair is soft and her eyes are oh so blue. She's all the things a girl should be. But she's not you. She knows just how to make me laugh when I feel blue. She's everything a man could want, but she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels stop myself from whispering your name. She even came.
kisses me like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And when we're dancing, it almost feels the same. I've gotta stop myself from whispering your name. She even kisses me like you used to do. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you. And it's just breaking my heart, 'cause she's not you.
Starts to get tense about this time.
Better than ever. Elvis.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
A blue suede connection.